Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman, an outreach of the Prison Ministry of First Assembly of God Honolulu. Now, let's join Brother Bulla for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha, no, everyone. Want to welcome everyone once again for tuning in tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Thursday, 99.5 FM, ooh, The Word.
Terrific Thursday.
Hawaii's Christian talk radio station.
Terrific Thursday.
And you know, if you know it's Thursday, you know that it's Pastor Barry Naone in the house.
And I'm excited.
Oh, yes, Pastor.
So good to have you coming in, Pastor Barry.
Thank you, Pastor.
We're just excited.
I'm jumping in my seat right now, literally speaking.
Well, that's a visual. That's a visual. But, you know, it's we're just happy to have you with us tonight. Thank you for coming all the way in from the west side.
Amen.
And, you know, we've been... We just want to give a big shout-out, and this goes to Mark and Mary Benson over at Honolulu Ford.
Yes, Honolulu Ford.
Thank you for your faith, thank you for your prayers, and thank you for your support. Without you, this vision would not be a reality. And
amen.
Also, Danny Asau and his team over there doing a wonderful job making things happen. A lot of end-of-the-year specials coming out. If you're in the mood, or if you're looking for something, just a beater mobile, get to and from work, they've got those.
Vehicle.
If you want to step up something a little nicer, if you want to go luxurious, they've got them all there. They've got a great selection of F-150 trucks. Ooh. And anything to fit your pocketbook or your style. And,
amen.
You know, these guys are great. They'll tell you straight up, if can, if no can, no can. They're not going to put you over a barrel.
Amen.
And they're just going to put the numbers in front of you, and it's going to be your decision. They're going to educate what's available.
Amen. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. And you can go there 6 days a week. Oh, yeah, because
on
Sundays,
on Sunday.
They observe the Sabbath. They
Sunday,
don't work on Sundays.
They rest.
And the Lord blesses them.
Hallelujah.
If you on the highway and you look to the right when you're driving by Bishop Museum going towards town, you're
going to
say,
it.
On Sunday, we rest.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We got to appreciate that. And we also want to give a shout-out to Salem Media and Leilani Williams, Dave Cerrone, Jack Waters, and the crew over here down at Salem Media Way, 99.5 and crew, for giving this opportunity. 2 years, and we... moving forward into our third year very shortly.
Hallelujah.
Can you believe that?
Praise the Lord.
You know, so many people, you know, I know we're so blessed by having this program that's available, but I know a lot of people out there tell us they're blessed also. We want to thank the Kapahulu sisters for tuning in faithfully, and Stairway
Amen.
Ministries all the way
Stairway
up in Halawa.
Ministries.
Amen.
You know, also we want to thank our chaplain assistants from Halawa.
Yes, we have Oli, Jean, and Layton.
Yeah, when you guys find that Kui guy, that's the guy I'm always looking for. He's you
I
came
keep
with
telling
three.
Him Oli, you know.
I don't know, man. I got a brain freeze on him. I just like, I'm call you Kui. You can come out. Your name gonna be Kui.
Your
I don't
name
know.
Is Kui, okay?
In my book, just know it's for you, Oli. But
Amen.
You know, I want to give a shout out to Rocky Williams and his crew, his Ohana. Merry Christmas to all
yes.
of you. And to all the facilities out there in Waiava and Halawa, OCCC, FDC. Hey, Chaplain Urasaki and all you guys down there and all the facial servants down at the FDC. Thank you so much. And also the women down at WCCC. We miss you guys. Oh, but the schedule's so rough. But know that we pray for you. You're in our
yes.
hearts and you're in our thoughts.
The Lord will
know?
Bring us back.
And I just want to thank our brothers over in Saguaro, Arizona.
Hallelujah.
Also, we want to thank all the other volunteers and the ministers that go out to share the good news of the gospel.
From all the churches.
You know, be it, there's so many different churches, so many ministers, pastors, reverends
Grace,
that go out.
Grace Bible, New Hope.
You got New Hope. You
Destiny.
Destiny still going out. You have City of Refuge. Coach George Lumpkin still going out.
State First Assembly of God.
First Assembly
yes,
of God.
First
you got Fishers
Amen.
Of Men Ministries. Just a lot. And you got a few other ones that are starting new ministries, as I've been hearing. Through the grapevine, God bless you. You know, Jesus said you will never be forsaken nor forgotten, and that applies to everyone, just not those outside, but also to those that are inside. And remember, we always say you don't have to be locked up
to be locked out.
And we truly believe that, you know. And this morning on our sister station, we're promoting Angel Tree Ministries, where we are able to take a gift to a young child of someone who's incarcerated. And the difference that makes with a hug, the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and
Amen.
A present from their parent who's incarcerated, but yet the child will not go without. They will get a Christmas gift. And that means so much to them.
Knock at the door.
That's right. They come right up and they take it all the way to the doorstep. So, you know, and this week we had Pastor Kwan on Monday. We had Pastor Bird on Tuesday. Last night was Pastor Keith Ryder. I hope you recovered from that. It was very intense.
The promise of Christmas.
You know, it says, you know, if you're going to eat meat, you're going to eat. Well, you get enough for about 3 months right there last night, because that thing was pretty deep. In fact, I get guys still down in the well. It was so deep, you know. But we want to thank Pastor Keith.
Thank you,
and that's
Pastor.
Why with the plethora of pastors that we have, we call him Emeritus for a reason. And tomorrow night, we'll hopefully get Pastor Scott in here for the program. And if not, you know, God bless him too. That's fine. You know, we just want to give you a selection. It's not vanilla ice cream all the time. We get chocolate. We get strawberry. We get Neapolitan. That's not Neapolitan. Neapolitan.
Rocky Road.
You know, and we just want to make sure that everyone gets a different flavor every night. And tonight is Pastor Barry's night, so we're going to actually, do you want to start off with our song for them and then go right into the message?
Let's start off with that song
with that
for them.
Song.
And the song tonight is from Big Daddy Weave. Now, for
Big Daddy Weave?
Boy, what was that concert we went to? Oh, that was
Big Daddy Weave.
Big Daddy Weave concert.
They don't spend a lot on clothes, but they got a heart for Jesus.
Amen.
I think you wore that shirt to Big Daddy Weave.
No, I had a long
sleeve. Okay.
Oh, so you're trying to make fashion statement. Anyway, ring the bells. Ring the bells probably in a way you've never heard it, but we're still going to ring the bells.
Amen.
Ring the bell.
amen, amen. Only like Mike Weaver can do with Ring the Bells.
Big Daddy Weave.
Big Daddy Weave. That's a, he's a big guy, but he can, man, he's got a heart for the Lord.
Yes,
you know, he
amen.
Just, and when he was here, you know what he liked the most was he liked the food. You know,
loco. Yep.
That's what he said. He said loco moco. He said, first he learned about Cocoa Puffs. It wasn't the cereal. It was Cocoa Puffs from Lilia Bakery. And then later that day, he was introduced to Loco Moco, and he said he wants to take that back to the South with him because they eat everything with gravy. Well, Pastor Barry, where are we going tonight?
We're going in the book of John.
Uh-huh.
John Amen. Chapter 14, verses 27, and I'll be reading from the Amplified Version. It says, "Peace I leave with you, my own peace I now give and bequeath to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Stop allowing yourselves to be agitated and disturbed, and do not permit yourselves to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled."
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got the NIV, and mine says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." You know, God says, you know, he's not about the world. He's set apart.
Amen.
Totally set apart from the world.
Amen. What you got there, Pastor, on that honey version? We'll continue on. Well, you know, I like to discuss that word right there, bequeath. It means to leave a personal estate or one's body to a person or beneficiary by will. To pass something
to pass on
or leave something to someone else.
Mm, amen.
Peace. At this time in the season, everybody's saying peace on earth. They're looking for peace. And
peace
some of
be
us
with you.
Are saying peace be with you. And some of them are just looking for peace of a good deal or peace of mind.
Peace
of mind can only be found in him.
You know, in the Jesus book, he says, "When I go away, I'm going to make you guys hearts rest inside. The kind of rest that only I can give. All the stuff inside the world, no can make you guys rest inside like that. No let your heart come all funny kind inside. No scared." I love that. No scared.
No scared.
No scared. Well, you know, when we say we let go and we let God, you know, we have to realize that he's still in control. Whether it's good or bad, happy or sad, he's still at the wheel and controlling everything. And a lot of times we try and control a situation that really we cannot control.
Amen.
The peace that he gives us is the calmness. You know, you see a lot of people. In fact, we see it in our prison ministry, Free Inside. There are some people where they have such a tumultuous, they have such chaos going around them.
Oh, yeah.
But they have the peace of the Lord, and there's a calmness about them, yet they're surrounded by chaos.
Yes, you know, it's time to push in, push through, and press in.
Amen.
We've got to keep on going because peace, the peace of God that passes all understanding. Here's an acronym, PEACE: pursuing excellence, always cherishing everything.
Pursuing excellence,
always cherishing everything.
You had a Starbucks today. you had a Starbucks today. I can tell that right off the bat.
Man, I'm excited.
I tell you what, guys, what I love about this season,
yes.
You know, I'm Bull and I think, you know, we were empty nesters, and when we think about Christmas, we get jacked up because we know it's all about Jesus. You know, we don't get into them. We don't have a tree in our house. We haven't in many, many years.
We got a tree outside.
There's a tree outside.
Not a Christmas tree. Get birds, get leaves, get everything. It's a nice tree. You know, and the tree going to be there 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
That's right. But, you know, it's like that song, right? Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright.
Mm.
Amen. And when you talk about that peace, I mean, it's like when you have that peace, then praising him in the storm makes sense. Amen. Because no matter what happens, the good, the bad, the ugly, amen, we've got peace.
Hallelujah. You know, it's I saw something the other day. Actually, I really liked it. It says, "Don't talk about my breakthrough till you hear about my been through."
Oh,
I like that. See, because a lot of times, you know, when you get blessed, when you come through a breakthrough, you get jealous people around you, okay? It's like, oh, how come he got the promotion? Oh, how come they get a new car? Oh, how come this? How come that? It's always someone looking at what you got. They see what you got, but they don't know how you got it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, we always talk about going through breakthroughs. You have to do a breakthrough. Well, Don't talk about my breakthrough till you know about my been through, because you got to go through a lot to get to that breakthrough.
Amen.
See, it's a breakthrough. You got to break through something to get to the miracle. A lot of us, we give up right at the edge of our
breakthrough
because, oh, it's just ye of little faith, ye of little faith, you know? And instead of pressing in and pressing on, like the Lord tells us, we pull back and we get, woe is me party, you know, pity party. Yeah. Instead of saying, I did go through it, I was victorious because of Jesus. I claimed the victory in the name of Jesus. And then you once right there, you have your breakthrough because of what you've been through.
Amen. You know, you can either choose pity or the process. Oh, I would rather go through the process and get things done because in the end, I'll have a reason to smile. Even though what my life seems like, I don't have every reason. But like you said, you've got to praise him in the storm, through the storm, and at the end of the storm. Because
Hallelujah.
At the end of our life, what will be said and done of us? What will be said of us?
Amen.
Remember? But the peace of God will be in our lives, and it will be spread on, not just for this holiday season, but for years to come. And it's not about the tree being outside. It's the tree of life that's within
us.
Giving
that is
life.
A good word.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I think many of us live for the promise. I mean, you see it a lot of times. When you get older or as you're growing up, you see your parents or you see their friends, they're retired, they have their home, and they have everything.
Yes.
And that's something they live for, the promise that they live for. But there was a process that they went through to do that. They weren't like that 30 years ago.
No.
Amen.
They were going through a process to get through the promise.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to get to the promise, and that's going to be in heaven. But you see, to get that, to be with our Lord and Savior, sitting on the right-hand side of the throne, watching Jesus intercede for us through prayer, there is a process involved. Many of us love the promise, but we don't like the process.
Yes.
Many of us like to have a miracle, but we don't like the situation that you need a miracle. Because when you need a miracle, there's no other options.
Yep.
When you need a miracle when all the doors have been closed in your face. You need a miracle when there's no money in the bank. You need a miracle when there's no food in the cupboard.
Yes.
You need a miracle when that son or daughter's run away for 3 months, hasn't come home. You need a miracle when your kids have gone back on drugs or alcohol. You need a miracle when your spouse walks on you. You need a miracle when you lose your job. You see, when all the natural resources have been exhausted, that is when the supernatural resource steps in. Because otherwise, you're going to say, oh, I did them on my own. I did them. It has to be to the point, say, I couldn't do nothing. I was all bust. There's only two words that could explain what happened in my life, and it's but God.
Jesus.
But God.
But God. You know, but God. We are here to be a powerful witness to others
across
the board.
Yes, hallelujah. We thank you,
Father. Because our lives are living testimonies, living examples of what God is doing in us, through us, and is doing, preparing us, because we're all on a journey. We've got to make it to heaven some way, somehow, and you can't give up. Just because you don't have peace of mind now, seek the Lord while he's found.
Amen.
Go and look for some brothers and sisters in Christ who will strengthen you and encourage you.
Amen.
And not take you down the tubes. And believe me, they're there out of the church and they're there in the church as well.
Hallelujah.
But you can't get mixed up and tangled up, and you can't go all about yourself, because it's not about the base, It's all about trusting in the Lord.
And we got to be careful in this season, you know, because like Pastor Barry was telling me earlier, you know, there's so many people looking for peace. Amen. And, you know, and they get kind of confused because joy to the world, peace on earth. You know, don't be looking for peace. Look for Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many people think they have to go to heaven to find Jesus. No, you got to go to Jesus to find heaven.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
A lot of people forget that.
He will
that.
Give you that peace.
Well, you know, and that's the thing. You know, you see those shirts around town. I saw one the other night, and it was really cool. It says, K-N-O-W.
That's
no
right.
God.
No
right.
God.
K-N-O-W. No peace.
No peace.
And the next line of the shirt said, N-O God.
No God.
N-O peace.
No peace.
See, he is the Prince of Peace.
Peace.
And he's the one that gives us peace. He's the creator of all living things, the Alpha and the Omega. He's the one who made us in the likeness of his image. And we're his children. And for those of you that are parents out there, in fact, we're just doing that with the Angel Tree. We know the pain you're going through. We know the suffering. What you can do is pray for your children, be an encourager, and lift them up. Don't be negative this time of the year. They're carrying the weight of the world upon their shoulders.
Yes, hallelujah.
Love, love, love on your kids.
You can be a single parent out there working and you still have peace.
Mm-hmm.
You can be sitting behind the bars and still have peace.
Yes.
You can be looking
Amen.
At an ugly divorce and still have peace.
Mm-hmm.
And how is this so. J-E-S-U-S. The peace that he gives us is not just for the circumstances of this trial. It's to go from morning by morning, day after day, from glory to glory. It's eternal. And it's yours for the taking. And all you've got to do is let go what's in your hand and pick up what's in his hand.
And that's why you can praise him in the storm, because even in the storm, you trust, you know, amen, that you will come through it. And then you always know that after a hard rain, a beautiful sunrise comes. Amen.
The rainbow.
Amen.
You know, the wonderful thing about what you're just saying, Bishop, is to live glory to glory. Many of us live glory to glory, but many more of us live sorry to sorry.
Ooh.
You know, where we've made the choice and we know it's not the right choice. So instead of living glory to glory, we're going, oh, sorry. That gets old real quick, because right, it's a conscious choice that we make in our lives. I'd rather live glory to glory and live in the favor of God. And we talk about this all the time. The favor of God. I tell people that Lynn and I are so blessed, we live in the fog. They said, how can you guys live a couple less and don't get fog? It's faith and obedience and God.
Oh.
Through your faith and through your obedience, you live in the glory. You live in the favor of God, F-O-G. And because that doesn't mean your life is perfect, but that means you know that the perfect one will be in your life.
Oh, yes. Amen. Let's get this clear.
Yes.
Life is not, I mean, you know, we're joyful, but that doesn't mean life is perfect.
No.
It doesn't mean that we don't go through some trials and some tribulations.
Yeah, sometimes things come flying through the air. Just whack you sometimes. You know, and you're like, hey, what is that?
Because the ladies that I work with, always talk about the number one reason they love working with me is that I could be upset in the morning, but by lunchtime, they know they can walk in my office and we can continue on because...
Hunger. Hunger
is good, but you know what? When you have Jesus in your life...
Right. Amen.
He won't allow you to hold on to something that's not of him. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's why when you're in that trial... Man, you can praise God because he's going to get you through it.
Amen. The Lord will not give us more than we can bear. And what allows us to be separated, as you said, we can be happy in the morning or mad in the morning. By the end of our day, we'll be at peace because he is our peace that has broken down every wall. And as things come to us, he's already attacking them. He's breaking down because above all, we've got to guard our heart above all, because our heart is the gateway of what goes in comes out. And if we have trash within, it's going to come out. And that's what we don't want, because we want to spread his peace, because his peace is the greatest peace of all.
Well, you know what you mentioned, Bishop Barry, is so true. It's like, you know, we talk about having the heart of Christ. We talk about having the ears of Christ. We talk about having the eyes of Christ. And see, when you get that, you get so much compassion, you grieve so much. I cry so much now it grieves me for so many things. And you see, but we look at our lives as we have a saucer plate in front of us. But the Lord says, no, you get on primary buffet plate. See, he's not going to put more on your plate than you can handle.
Yes.
The problem is we underestimate the size of our plate.
That's right.
But God sees all. He knows what we can do.
Yes.
Not through ourselves, but through him, the creator of all living things. Because we were made in the likeness of his image. So you are destined for greater things, because you're fearfully and wonderfully made by the creator.
Thank you, Father.
And we forget that sometimes. And I'm going to tell you right now, guys, I'll get straight. It's not about the tinsel. It's not about the wrapping. It's not about the boxes.
No.
People will not remember what you say. People will not remember how you said it.
Yes.
But people will remember how you made them feel. And if the love of Christ is in you, you're going to have that honey for them. You're going to have that caress for them, that hug for them. You're
going to
have that compassion, that encouraging word. And even though their life might be upside down, Jesus Christ is still right side up.
That's right.
So no matter what's happening around you, have the joy of the Lord, especially now in this season, because everybody's looking for the reason. And we know the reason for the season. His name is Jesus.
Amen.
And if we were to talk more about what God has done in our lives than the sales they got going at Best Buy, what a world we would be living
in.
Amen. You know, the testimonies out there would be just outrageous, because lives will be transformed by the power and the renewing of your mind. Because when the word of God is grasped, is taken root into your heart, your eyes will begin to open, your ears will begin to open, and everything that you couldn't see, hear, touch, feel, hold, taste, I like prime rib. It will all matter.
Notice the size of that plate.
God has come into your life, and where the Spirit of the Lord is,
there is freedom.
Oh, I love that.
You know, I want to change that song. You know, the one all about the bass, all the
because it's
all about the heart.
It's all about the heart. Well, you know, like Pastor Scott says, you know, sometimes the heart of the problem is the problem of the heart. And many of us, I'm not telling you right now wherever you're at, but, you know, before you go to sleep tonight, close your eyes. Say a prayer to Father.
Abba Father.
Do a heart check. Are you living right?
Yes. Check.
Are you speaking right? Are you treating people right? Are you doing the best you can to share the love of Christ?
Yes.
You know, the other day I said, if I got arrested for being a Christian, I pray there's enough evidence to convict me.
Yes, Lord.
Because is your life worthy of the price that was paid on that cross
by
Jesus? Are we doing all we can to help those that are in need, to help our family, to help those around that need to hear the name of Jesus? We can all do a better job.
Instead of being selfish this season, be selfless.
I like that.
Be selfless this season. What will it take? It'll just take a simple yes. It'll just take a simple
text.
That's all
Jesus wants.
I'm thinking of you. I love you. What will you do? Because in the end, there's people to reach out to that needs to hear the word of God.
In this season of Christmas, in this season of Jesus, be an encourager.
Hallelujah. You know, the thing that we want everybody to remember is the reason for the season is Jesus. You know, we've been on this program for 2 years, and whether it's December 18th, whether it's January 4th or June 16th, the song remains the same. Jesus died on the cross for you, died on the cross for me. We have an eternity that we can take advantage of, because we will live forever. It's just where you're going to live.
Praise the Lord.
And the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ was here 2,000 years ago. It's here today, and we'll be here 2,000 years from now.
Amen. When we're
because
long
you
gone.
See, he wasn't the great I was, I'm going to be, or I think I am. He was the great I am, who was and is to come.
Amen.
The great I am. There is
Praise
no other.
You, Lord.
There is no other one. So in the quiet time with your family, share. If you don't know the love of Jesus, find someone who does. Come up to Wahiwa Church, 8 and 10:15, 300 Willikina Drive. Go down to any church.
Come join us
if you want to. And praise the name of the Lord. Wonderful time to lift the name of Jesus.
Yes, the praise and worship.
It's the praise and worship. Yes. Because, you see, praise and worship, like Pastor Barry knows, is more than just a song.
It's more than just a song, man. It's your lifestyle that you live each and every day.
Worship,
and here, let me challenge the believers out there. It's integrity. It's who you are when no one's watching.
Amen.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Is what it is, a lifestyle of worship.
Amen.
Well, sometimes, you know, it's just hard for us to hold on to the promise. But you see, that's the world coming against you.
Amen.
And for our new believers, I just want to give a shout out to the Pahinui Ohana out in Waimanalo. We love you guys.
Hallelujah.
And, you know, with the four kids, I call it the 4G service. Got all your kiddies.
Hey, Gabe.
You know how forgiving our Lord and Savior is, you know. And it's just, he took the 30-day challenge. You know, his life was upside down and listened to 95.5 The Fish. And about that third week, God was able to touch him. And now everything is all G.
Amen.
It's all G.
Praise the Lord.
But they still have their struggles. They still have their challenges.
Sure.
But, you know, the answer always is going to be the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
No matter what you're doing, it's going to come back to the cross.
Yes.
Because, you see, that's where, for those of us that die, we think, and are non-believers, we think life ends at the cross. For believers, life begins at the cross.
It begins at the cross.
God bless.
Tune in tomorrow night. Get some rest. You're too blessed to be stressed.
To be stressed.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com. or call 222-2822. This program was sponsored by Honolulu Ford and by First Assembly of God Honolulu. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.